You're listening to a Ben and Gay podcast. On this week's episode, we're going to be talking about the excuses you've used to get out of dates. Now, it gives me great pleasure to announce that I actually went on a date. Yes, that's right. Someone was crazy enough to withstand me talking about myself for a whole 40 minutes. Now, I thought it was going well. In fact, I thought it was going great. In fact, I actually thought I was momentarily about to get laid. Didn't go the way I planned. So I thought, surely all of you have had some bad dates and you've probably had some good dates as well. We decided to get your feedback on when you've had to use an excuse to get out of a date, because I had a bit of a doozy thrown at me and I wanted to hear everyone else's stories. Also, it's Pride Month in America and there's a whole lot of celebrities that are getting vocal and active during this period. One of those celebrities in particular that's done something pretty cool is Taylor Swift. Now, you'll notice that we actually start off talking about Taylor Swift and somehow, someway end up talking about cats. I don't know if that's because Gabe's a lesbian and she likes or because we're both crazy. I probably shouldn't be saying this because she's going to kill me. Also, Lindsay Lohan. Now, Gabe knows absolutely nothing about celebrities and I probably know a hell of a lot more. So we're going to get our hands dirty on her big comeback. Yes, I know. Lindsay Lohan is still working or attempting to work or find a career. Will this comeback work or will she have to go back to collecting food stamps and making really bad reality shows? Now, every once in a while, me and Gabe, we try to act intelligent. Now, most of the time it doesn't work, but when politics are involved, we really try to get on board for it because we want to actually sound smarter than we really are. Donald Trump, the 45th POTUS himself. POTUS, kind of sounds like a character from The Hobbit. Donald Trump was in the UK for a whole 3 days. I think 3 days is the maximum amount of time anyone can withstand him being in their country. Anyway, a whole lot of people were getting active and vocal and protesting, and we were covered in tan marks and cheese powder was all over the studio by the end of the segment. You're listening to a Ben and Gay podcast and we're going to get into it now.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy. We are so happy to be here.
We're warm.
I know. It's really bizarre. It is going to be pretty chilly out there, but right
top
now,
of 14.
Ooh, that's not
currently
good.
10. You might want to log on to Grindr maybe as well.
Find someone to
find yourself
you
some love. Yeah. Responsible dating, we do encourage here.
I would be worried about anyone on internet dating at 6:45 on a Wednesday morning because I feel like they're the ones that have not been to bed.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was just going to say, you haven't tried online gay dating, have you?
I feel like at this time, they're not just getting home from the gym and looking for some company. I think they're getting home from the club.
We get up at the very early hours of the morning.
We do.
We see some things that people don't always see.
We do.
People don't always see the city at this time of the morning.
Oh boy, do we.
Yeah.
So much. Like the naked guys racing a tram.
Oh, don't even. Don't even.
What did you see this morning?
I saw a homeless man walk past a homeless man sleeping.
Yeah.
What did he do? He went through the poor homeless man that was sleeping his change. He went through his change.
What?
And he took some. I did frown upon it. I wasn't in a position to protect the poor homeless man. I didn't want to risk my own life. I reckon, though, that's a bit of a low blow.
It is definitely a low blow. Mm. You can't steal off someone while they're sleeping.
Yes.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
That's no good.
I'm likening it to cannibalism.
What?
Because, you know, you're just like sort of taking from your own kind. Stealing from your own kind. He's not eating him. He wasn't like nibbling on his leg or anything.
Yeah, well, that would have been heaps weird. Just take some coins and just put a little tomato sauce on his toe and just eat that up.
All right, we need to shut this down now.
I think they say, what did they say? If you snooze, you lose.
This is ironic now. This is Don't Tell Me.
By Madonna.
Madonna. Yeah. Ben and Gabe, Wednesday mornings on Joy.
In good news, yeah. It's Pride Month.
It is Pride Month in the US.
6 days in, there's been a lot of tributes from the community over there. Yeah. We've had people like Harry and Meghan Markle.
Good
got on
them.
Board.
Well, the royals are pretty gay.
Well,
they're not gay, but like it's quite camp.
Yeah, you're
yes,
right.
That's what I'm getting at.
That's true. Yes. And the younger generation of Harry and Meghan, they know what they're talking about.
Harry's a sex symbol.
He is. He's one of our favourites here at Joy.
Yeah.
Ellen Page, she did a little bit of a thing on
Love
social
Ellen
media.
Page.
Katy Perry, she's been all over it.
Well, so Taylor Swift, she's become a little bit of a political activist in the last few days because there's an anti-discrimination bill that has just passed in the US Senate. It's called the Equality Act, which is really amazing. You might have seen an open letter that Taylor Swift posted online a couple of days ago that's called out for a Tennessee senator by the name of Lamar Alexander to support the United States Equality Act. Now, this Equality Act will ban discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity in employment, housing, education, and jury service in America.
Yes.
So it's pretty big.
It's very important. It's an important letter.
It really is.
An official, important letter stating things their senators really need to start looking into. Yeah. And I don't think it's high on Senator Alexander's list, this kind of thing. But Tay-Tay, taking it very seriously.
This Equality Act has just passed in the Senate, and Tay-Tay wants everyone, including the redneck senators in Tennessee, to get on board. You can go online and you can see this letter. But what I find interesting about this letter is it's got a stamp. It's got a letter stamp on it. It says Taylor Swift, born in 1989, loves cats.
That's, see, I didn't even notice that because I was reading all this, the serious wording underneath this stamp.
Until I fixated on the less important things of the letter. I'm aware of this.
Well, that's all. You've got an attention to detail and that's important. So,
could she not have come up with something a little bit cooler?
Yeah. What you're saying?
You know, she's a freedom fighter. You know, she's fighting for people's rights.
Yeah. And
you
on
know,
the
what
top.
About badass pop star or freedom fighter or incredible singer?
She wrote,
she's none
I
of
love
those
cats.
Things, is she?
Also, the year she was born, I don't think that's so important.
No.
That, like, when you write a letter, do you tell people when you were born?
No, God, no, not at this point, Gabe.
What does that mean? It's like she doesn't have any, like, she hasn't studied, she's got no PhD, so it's just like Taylor Swift, 1989. That's how my nephew Finn, he introduces himself. He's 6 years old. He'll say to you, hi, my name's Finn, I'm six, I love cats.
Look, we love you, Tay-Tay, for being a freedom fighter, but you got to get your act together. Get a cooler letter stamp.
Exactly. Cats are cool, though. They are cool.
Nah, they're not.
I think cats are
cool. I think they're manipulative. All they want to do is be fed.
Well, I think that maybe she should have Taylor Swift, her year of birth, and then just like, I will cut you. Something so they take us seriously. We're going to just say thank you to the text messages we've got this morning. People are a little bit cranky.
About cats.
But this last one is just said, cats are...
S-H-I-T.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know. Yeah, can't just fill in the blanks.
Hopefully your kids in the car
can't
spell.
I just think they're
spell.
A bit manipulative. I think they pretend they love you just to be fed.
No, they don't. They want to get fed, obviously, because they want to survive. But, you know, they're just cats. They're just doing their thing.
Overthinking this, am I?
They're not too needy. They can get on with their lives. They don't need you. Whatever. If you want to feed them, good on you.
Speaking of people that are needy, I'm a little bit needy.
Ben, you said the date you had last week. You talked about it for a few days leading up to, and you've gone all quiet.
Yeah.
What happened?
I went on a date the other day and I thought it went well.
Yeah.
But it didn't go so well at all.
Oh, why not?
Yeah.
What?
So, well, we had lunch. I thought we had a nice chat. I thought everything was great and good. The conversation around, you know, shall we go back to my place came up.
Yeah.
We made our way back to my place.
Oh, yeah, that sounds
good. It happened in between the cafe and the tram stop, though.
What happened?
He pulled out his phone.
Oh, yeah.
The emergency text came up.
Oh.
He was like, oh, I'm sorry. I've got an emergency text from a friend. They're just having a breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, wow, this is happening.
Yeah.
This is actually happening.
So he said he'd come back to your house and then halfway there he panicked. What
He must have got some sort of lifeline thing in between the tram stop. Like, this is your way out. Go.
Did you have like toilet paper on your shoe or something? Did you like just not realize that you still had lunch?
I don't
know,
but he's probably got some connections with Mother Nature because then it just started pouring down with rain.
Yeah.
Torrential.
Like the tears in your heart.
Here's the thing though.
Yeah.
He said, well, I'm sorry, but I'm feeling really tired. Also, the rain's just ruined it for me.
Oh.
I feel like the rain would make it a little bit better, wouldn't you?
Well, it's wet.
Considering what you're going to do later. Wouldn't the rain sort of make things a bit nicer for later?
Were you going to go in the house?
Yeah.
Or was this a backyard thing?
Have a cup of tea. No.
It's just, what is the matter if it's raining? So what did you do though? This is what we need to know.
Well, that was it. That was the end of it.
I feel like you're actually taking this quite well.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all right. Now tell us how you really feel, Ben.
I'm going to I swear to God. You bloody.
See, I think the listeners are assuming that you're saying swear words under that beeping, but he's actually saying words like sad and lonely. Tears, regret. Please, somebody love me. I don't want to die alone. Help.
Hey, I reckon we should get people's feedback when you've used an excuse to get out of a date.
Yes, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't use rain all the time. Mm. Not in summer. You can't use
the
rain. I
reckon this has got some good connections with Mother Nature. That couldn't be more perfectly timed.
What have you ever used to get out of a date, Ben?
I've probably never used an excuse because I've probably just been happy to be on a date.
Yeah.
Daz has written in.
He was talking about it raining out on a date. He said rain totally helps on a date. I got stuck in the rain on a date and we ended up in her apartment. She said, I have a dryer. Take off your clothes.
See?
Rainbows all around.
Yeah.
It doesn't... Look, a lot of people are texting in, Ben, because they're sympathetic for you.
Yes.
Everyone just wants to give you a big warm hug.
Thanks, everyone.
It's probably not...
We didn't mention that this lucky guy was able to chew through the restraints and get away. Kind of failed to mention that.
Yeah, well...
I've said too much, haven't I?
Yvonne Joy, we had a text in from Andy... And he
what
said,
has Andy said?
He said, Ben, it sounds like you were saved by the rain. Mm. Things happen for a reason.
Yeah.
And Andy is a big believer in that. So I think he dodged a bullet.
Yeah. I think so too. Who else has written in, Gabe?
Oh, we've had a text in from Rach from Big Breakfast.
Hi, Rach.
Love her to bits. She's such a legend. She said, oh my God, this is the story of my life. You've hit a sore spot. Oh no, Rach, stop going on dates while it's raining. That will be a solution to that problem.
Now, someone else has really just hit the nail on the head. They've just said, I'm not that keen, sorry.
Oh, what? Honest? Be honest.
Groundbreaking, wow. Isn't it?
Laurels for spring. Groundbreaking.
Sarah, I never would have thought to do that. I don't date very much myself.
Yeah.
I didn't realise that you had to be a fully fledged actor to pull off a date successfully.
Yeah, it's got to be an Academy Award winning performance.
I'm in trouble. I'm not going to do so well on the dating.
James has written in. I love this one. I just asked if they were happy to go through KFC drive through, and then I dropped them home. To make things very awkward though, my car broke down in the drive through, and he had to push it out to the sidewalk.
Oh, no. That's actually a really good one, because if you get KFC in a date, you're going to be covered with oil and it's going to be really greasy and gross.
Yeah.
You don't want to pash someone after they've been eating KFC.
I might.
That's a really good excuse. We've had someone texted in, no name. They said, I have a 50% assignment which can decide my grade. So sorry, I have to go. Some other time for sure. Bye-bye.
Sort of like a Lisa Simpson style shutdown.
But that is a good one.
Yes.
That is a very good one.
This one's my winner, I reckon.
Yeah.
Are you a top or bottom? No way, me too, bye.
That could work if you're not compatible. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I think honesty is the best way to go. Someone, Anilo, they said, I got the keys to the store. No one can lock it, so I have to drop them off.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, but if you've got the keys to the store, you could go back to the store. Wouldn't matter if it was raining outside, if you had the store to yourself. They might want to come.
I'm going to get our next day to have like a polygraph.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we're like talking and like, you know, the thing will be going off the charts.
Yeah, look, I don't know if your date's going to go so well. If you get to the date and you try and hook them up to like a heart machine, they're not going to be... You're going to pick up on something,
yeah.
Probably not action. We've had a text in. It was from Anna Murphy, who was also on air at Joy.
She does drive Mondays.
Yes, she
said. Thanks for the shout out, Anna.
She's a big fan of Kira Peru's song, Everything's Better Without You. It's going to be her new theme song.
Yep.
Go Singlehood.
I still think the polygraph test will be really good for my dates.
I just think that if I was to go on a date and someone pulled out a polygraph test, I'd assume they were a cop. And then I'd think that we can never work.
I reckon my next date, like, I'll have all these, like, security guards and policemen and I'll get, like, wheeled in like Hannibal Lecter. I'll be like, oh, God, this guy didn't look anything like his pics.
Joy!
In topical news, Trump in the UK. He is there for his three-day state visit.
Just three days. Very modest.
At only 3 days, but boy, is it going to cost him $73 million.
Really?
A lot of people in the UK are upset about this. They don't think Trump deserves a state visit.
$73 million and they can't fix the hair or the tan.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of people...
Melania's got a good wardrobe, though.
Yeah, she does. She looks great.
She looks great.
She's cool. I feel like they're trying to distract away from Trump by saying, look at the cute outfits.
Yeah.
But a lot of people in the UK are saying, rightly so, I think, that he's a racist, a misogynist, a climate change denier, and they're very upset about him being there. But my favourite heckle is from a young student who lives on a farm right near the airport where Trump was coming in. So he spent his whole weekend with the lawnmower and he wrote a message to Trump that said, Oi, Trump. Climate change is real, but alongside of that, he did two very important pictures. One was of a polar bear, obviously starving. Second was of a...
big fat penis.
Yeah, I was going to say meat and veg. I was going to say like maybe Frankie
a carrot
beans,
and two apples,
bangers and mash,
yeah.
Basket of fruit, the old grandfather clock, the Grundle bundle.
I love this so much.
What, the Grundle bundle?
No, just what this person's done with the penis in the grass.
Yes, he knew Trump would be flying over, so he sent a message to Trump. That's my favorite. That's my favorite way that you could protest Trump being in the area.
I like it though, because it's like they've done it as something to be offensive towards Trump, but I don't think everyone would be against being welcomed by a penis in the grass.
Yeah, well, no, it sounds itchy though. And you wouldn't see many from an aeroplane, but this kid, he pulled it off, and no pun intended. Oh, no, we've got too far. Also, there's been protests.
Yeah.
There was protests at Trafalgar Square and Parliament Square.
It's getting real, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's getting real.
They got the Trump blimp out as well.
I love the Trump blimp.
Oh, my goodness.
The baby Trump looks kind of cute, though, don't you think?
It is
cute. Kind
of
endearing.
It is kind of cute, but I don't think Trump wants to be seen as cute and endearing.
Yeah.
He wants to be a ruler and be taken very seriously.
And so heaven knows Trump looks like someone that you could just like pop a little pin in and just like going around like a balloon.
Oh, man. I love the way that the London people have been just heckling Trump with like big. They've got a 6-foot robot doing a toilet thing in Trafalgar Square.
A toilet thing.
6-foot robot sitting on a toilet. Looks like Donald Trump. Says phrases like, no collusion, you are fake news, and I'm a very stable genius. I just love it. They're just really getting into him and he's not happy.
We've got a really hard-hitting story coming up right after this as well. Huge announcement. It's going to rock the world.
Yeah, right? Bet it won't.
Hello, this is Julia Zemiro and you're listening to Ben and Gabe.
Gabe, something that's really serious right now that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
Our country's being faced with a medical epidemic.
Oh, no.
I'm struggling with it. I'm hooked. I'm a junkie.
Oh.
I have something to fess up to.
Oh, here we go.
I'm addicted to vitamin supplements.
Yeah, okay, so I thought this was serious. And, I mean, vitamin supplements are just a made-up thing, really.
They're not. They're very serious.
You might as well eat M&Ms.
You're not exactly the greatest, like, person for health, though, Gabe. I mean, those 7-Eleven coffees aren't making you look any younger.
Oh, thank you. Well, maybe instead of using vitamins, you should just try a night cream or something.
Try that.
Oh, you do? We'll get a better one. One that's tested on dolphins or something.
Speak for yourself, Leatherface.
We've just had a text on the text line in response to your vitamins little segment that you play that says vitamins are just a way to buy expensive urine.
That's true.
I agree. Hit the nail on the head there.
I was going to say what my urine looked like. No. I'm not going to.
Thank
it is
you.
Quite magical sometimes.
You're still
though.
Talking about
yeah,
it, though.
I know, sorry.
It's rainbow? I can imagine glitter coming out in your urine.
It's fluorescent yellow. I teased this before.
Mm-hmm.
We only cover the important stories on Ben and Gabe.
And you just tell me what it is.
The
I need to know.
Utmost importance.
What's important?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, all right.
She's confirmed she's working on a new album.
Great. I really look forward to it.
This story was put on Twitter and Lindsay retweeted the story with the phrase hard at work, confirming it.
Yeah, right.
Hard at work. That's an interesting phrase, isn't it?
For Lindsay Lohan, what does it mean? What, 10 minutes of work? Is that
hard? I think you actually need to have a job to know the meaning of hard work.
Exactly. Just doing my shift at Woolworths.
When was the last time Lindsay even worked? Anyway, I've got some sources in the music industry world. They're telling me that the new album will be called Lifeline.
That's quite funny.
I was obsessed with Lindsay Lohan, though. Did you, like, do you remember in, like, you know, Heyday?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I guess there were a few phases, but there was, like, the mean girls sort of teen phase.
Yep.
But then there was a phase where she was just constantly in trouble.
Oh, God,
I was obsessed with her.
Yeah, she was getting kicked out of hotels and just having really big trashy nights.
Yeah. Well, I think the reason why I loved her so much is because she was such a no-hoper and it gave me something to believe in.
Yeah.